May my speaking and all our thinking be in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone upon them. I am sure you would agree that Hollywood's finest screenwriters would find it hard to script a story with more drama and rich symbolism than St. Luke's account of Christ's birth. Luke begins at night with shepherds out on the hills above Bethlehem. It may conflict with your mental image of these shepherds when I tell you that because Bethlehem was less than 5 miles from Jerusalem, sheep farming in the area was the first century equivalent of modern factory farming. Let me tell you why. The ancient historian Josephus records that each year for Passover, up to 265,000 lambs would be required for the sacrifices in the temple in Jerusalem. That is an enormous number. The lambs that were sacrificed had to meet the strict legal and religious regulations of the Jewish faith. They had to be male, no more than 1 year old, and without blemish. But specifically, they had to have been born within 5 miles of the temple. The sheep were born in controlled conditions. They were inspected for birth defects, and they were raised with every protection. These shepherds were no country bumpkins. They were skilled practitioners of animal husbandry. They were industrious. They were involved in a profitable business. And they should not be romanticized. Unlike the wise men in St. Matthew's Gospel, they were not spiritual seekers. So far as we know, they had done nothing to deserve their special heavenly revelation, nor their special place in God's plan. There was nothing to suggest that this night on the hills would be any different from any other. Shepherds were simply living their lives, doing what they did to provide for themselves and their families. The dramatic effect that Luke creates comes from the contrast between this ordinary, ho-hum, day-by-day living of life and the sudden, shocking, unexpected glory of the Lord that shines as the angel appears and announces that God has taken command of human life, and that the angel announces too that God has provided a deliverer. The shepherds then are every man. They are us in the ordinariness of our lives. We have to think that, like us, they lived with fears. And that, like us, they had known grief. Infant mortality was high in those days. Disease and famine were part of life. Ordinary would mean that family conflicts were not unknown to them. Perhaps a child had disappointed them, or they were estranged from a close relative. And on this first Christmas night, God broke into that ordinariness and provided the shepherds and us with deliverance. Luke wants us to know that on this night, when this child was born, it was not just the shepherds' lives that were changed forever. All human life was changed forever. The shepherds' response when they heard the message of the angels was, "We must go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They felt driven to go and see the child for themselves. And Luke's message is that we should follow their example and seek the child ourselves. Last month, there was the celebration in France of the centenary of the November 1918 armistice that ended the First World War. If ever there was an event in human history that cried out for a deliverer, it was that war. It was a war that never should have happened, but it killed and maimed millions. Its causes lay in the blind arrogance of Europe's leaders. It does, however, provide us with an example of deliverance inspired by the birth of Jesus Christ. You will be familiar with the Christmas truce of 1914. The early winter in 1914 had been particularly brutal. It rained constantly, then it snowed. In northern France and Belgium, the opposing armies had dug themselves into trenches. They were at a stalemate. The trenches were barely 60 yards apart. Raise a hand or lift a head, and you were bound to be shot. Men were dying of disease. Disposing of their bodies was virtually impossible. But then, in the weeks before Christmas, the common soldiers began to fraternize. It was supremely disobedient that they should do that as far as their superior officers were concerned. But it continued. A soldier would call out from an enemy trench, and a response would be heard. Someone would whistle the line of a tune, and it would echo back. Men were emboldened to risk more. They would wave and not be shot. In a few places along the trenches, soldiers would climb out to retrieve the body of a fallen comrade and find that they were safe in doing that. And then, on Christmas Eve, after it was dark, the German soldiers spontaneously started singing Christmas carols. Their singing was strong. The tunes were familiar, and soon the British and the French started singing too. Early the next day, the singing began again. For once, it was a bright, sunny day, Christmas Day. Then the soldiers climbed out of their trenches, walked out onto no man's land, shook hands, exchanged cigarettes, helped bury the other side's dead, and began a Christmas celebration. They sang, they raced horses, and they played soccer. The Christmas truce of 1914 was completely impromptu. No one planned it, except perhaps God. It came about in the midst of the worst war the world has ever known, simply because of the message of the Christmas angels. The spirit of peace and goodwill amongst men inspired a day when hostility ceased and enemies became brothers. It was certainly a deliverance. And it came about because of the birth that was announced to the shepherds on the hills above Bethlehem. How it must have warmed God's heart. Now that is what I sent my son for, God must have said to himself. God sent his son to be born at this time as one of us and to deliver us from our sins. Sins are all the things that hurt and spoil and cause us to fall short. Sins are what cause conflicts and drive wedges between men and between men and God. When they heard the message of deliverance, the shepherds went to Bethlehem to see for themselves. And on this Christmas night, we are all invited to follow them. Amen.